ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana abil qasim al mustafa Muhammad wa ala al bayt al tayyibin al tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, it's an honor and a blessing for me to be spending the next few minutes on one of the greatest du'as and supplications of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, the great legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin. We've started the 20th du'a, which is titled وَكَانَ مِن دُعَائِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَمَرْضِيِ الْأَفْعَالِ. On noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam on that. And the very beginning portion of the dua, the very beginning phrase, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam presents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala four requests. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Begins the dua by blessing Muhammad and his household. So we do the same. وَبَلِّغْ بِإِمَانِ أَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Something that we talked about in the previous session in detail. What I wanted to mention in this regard is that the righteous actions is mentioned after faith in many verses in the Holy Quran, such as the very famous one that perhaps many of you or all of you recited on a daily basis in your salat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa'amilu s-salihat. Right? By the time, or by the element of the time, verily man is in loss, right? Except those who believe, right? Faith comes first, and perform righteous deeds. That's why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in the very, very first line of this dua, says, وَبَلِّغْ بِإِيمَانِ أَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Make my iman and faith to become the most complete. And then by that, and if that becomes the case, the next level is the excellency in certainty. وَجْعَ الْيَقِينِ أَفْضَلَ الْيَقِينِ. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back shortly.
رَبَّنَا
to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
respected brothers and sisters, the many similar verses, all of which indicate that the righteous action were part of faith, a subsequent or a subcategory or a result and fruit and product of faith, right? It would not be necessarily to mention it. And it's certain that the lack of or the lack or deficiency of action is evidence of the lack of weakness or the lack of existence of faith, right? If someone's actions are not matching with what they claim to be believing in, then you should doubt their claim, right? For example, if I say I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I believe that He's just and He sees everything we do, good or bad, then I do continue to oppress my beloved family, my surrounding people in any way that I have the ability to do so, it means that I do not really have faith in a God that sees everything, good or bad, right? That means that belief is just a claim. It's not belief. It's not settled and sinked into our hearts. The second part of this portion, this phrase, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asks Allah the Almighty the request, presents him with the request for completing or reaching the most excellent and the best stage of yaqeen, certainty, right? This request, in fact, is the plea for the best stage of, for the highest level of yaqeen. Some people have assumed that certainty is a definitive belief in which the possibility of believing its opposite is entirely non-existent. For example, I see the sun in the sky and I'm walking and there's daylight. I see it by my own eyes. No matter how many times, how many people would insist, hey, we are spending time in the middle of the night, I won't take their words. Why? Because I'm seeing the sun by my own eyes and I believe that I'm breathing in a daytime, right? I am in a daytime and whatever other people say will have no zero effect on me. But imagine if the case was the other way. Therefore, it seemingly makes no sense to consider certainty as having different stages or different beliefs or different ideas. No, once you reach the level of certainty, then things become completely clear for you, completely clear, to the extent that the opposite idea or the opposite so-called belief is considered non-existent. Let's take another break. Inshallah, we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, we've been saying that certainty is the fruit, is the next level, or is the advanced stage of having complete faith. When you have complete faith, then you will reach a new realm called the realm of certainty, the realm of the most complete faith. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, do not only make me enter that realm, but also elevate me to have the most excellent, the best, أفضل اليقين, the highest level of certainty. The truth is that ilm al-yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty, is only one stage of certainty. Higher than that is ayn al-yaqeen, right? The most tangible level of certainty. It's there for you. The first one, ilm al-yaqeen, you have the knowledge of certainty. You know it's there, right? You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Ayn al-yaqeen is that you consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the full capacity of your heart that He's there. You do not have the knowledge. You feel it. It's most tangible, right? And the highest, is there a higher level than that? Yes, the highest level of conviction and certainty is haqq al-yaqeen, the truth of certainty. You're completely fade in the fact that, for example, Allah is there. You never forget it. It's always there for you, which is considered, again, the highest level and highest rank of conviction. Inshallah, in the next session, I'll make an example of differentiating between the three. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد